You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 324.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
One truth. What will become of me and you? Say it again. I don't think I heard you right. I can't pretend not to listen, so I'll sit back and watch it end. How can you say that it's over? We didn't give it a chance. How can you say that it's over? We didn't give it a chance. How can you say that it's over? We didn't give it a chance. How can you say that it's all over? We didn't give it a chance to begin.
And that was A Beautiful Tomorrow with Say It Again from Buffalo, New York. They are a duo from the Western New York area. Both are published BMI-affiliated songwriters and are working on their debut self-titled album. Chris and I, this is the person who wrote the profile, obviously.
Oh, not you then.
They are firm friends and they have been since they were teenagers. They like the music of the 80s, such as Duran Duran, Wham, Culture Club, etc., etc. They scored a publishing deal with Peggy Lee Publishing for their song, I Believe, in 2007. They collaborated and write their own songs. They write in different styles, piano ballads, etc. They have two albums out and that are just demos. But this was through Jamendo, so they've been doing this through Creative Commons. And you can find out more by checking out abeautifultomorrowmusic.com.
Excellent stuff. We need to get new headphones. Because these creak, and it's annoying because you can actually hear it on the recording. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 324, from wherever and however you are listening. It's incredibly good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we have a couple of things to talk about from the last week. If you're listening to us live at this very moment, please do come and join us in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live. We're also in the IRC channel, hash the Bugcast, on the Freenode network. That IRC channel and the webpage chat room are actually the same place, so it doesn't matter which way you come and join us. But having said that, you're here for some music. This is The Verandas with I Want to Tell You.
The first time I saw you, I knew that the life we have would break my bones in two. The seed you planted came up too late, washed away with the rain, and my faith as the darkness surrounds us, you'll see there's a force between us that keeps you away from me. In a rare moment I saw the way to go, running in and out and where you do not know. I wanna tell you what's going on now. I wanna tell you what's been and gone and I wanna tell you what's going on now. I wanna tell you what's been and gone and love is all that joy and fortune, and there's no one there to dry the tears. I could love you for a million years. Deep down I've got this feeling, never felt like this before. It can't be wrong. Where
no one there to dry the tears. I could love you for a million years. All I want to tell you what's going on now. All I want to tell you what's been and gone. All I want to tell you what's going on now. All I want to tell you what's been and gone.
Bring myself to
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I've just seen a whippet.
Yes, dear?
And a man with a flat cap.
Yes, dear?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
We're in the north, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
Oh, God. That means that David and Caroline from the Bugcast are here as well, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
Wow, see day, modu modu lumudon.
and it only looks. Why you looking mungi main it up? You main it up, courage love.
And that was Super Griot with Do Condem from Parva in Italy. But that surprised people, given it was an African-y feel.
Yeah.
They are a band made up of people with different music and stories and experiences of different origins and age, but who share curiosity and passion for the trade and the mingling sound of the station of Pisa, where John and Abdul first met. Without wasting time, they started playing together, and since then they have grown to be a core group with six elements: vocals, two guitars, violin, bass and drums. And you can find out more by checking out their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/supergriots.
And before that, you heard I Want to Tell You by the Verandas, who are from Bielefeld in Germany. It's quite funny, actually. I just posted a quote from Blofeld in the chat room, and that track was from Bielefeld. That was, yeah, hilarious. They're a four-piece band, which was formed in 2000, and they've had six releases to date. Their latest offering is called Deep Down and is a mix of guitar pop and indie rock tunes. This album finds them at their most cohesive so far and moving towards a slightly more contemporary sound. Their influences range from British post-punk and new wave to German prog rock, an eclectic mix of songs which may find favour with fans of thoughtful pop music. Yes. If you'd like to find out more about the Verandas, yes. Group of fonts. The Verandas, you can find their website at the-verandas.de. Right. What do all these have in common? I've got to get these in order. South Sea, 1904. Blackpool, 1921.
Is Brighton and Eastbourne going to be in that?
Western Supermare, 1930. What's next? Yep, Brighton, 2003. Western Supermare again in 2008.
They're all big wooden structures on seaports that have gone up in flames.
Hastings in 2010 and Eastbourne a couple of days ago. So it seems it's yet another pier fire here in the UK on the south coast, in the town of Eastbourne. And the fire itself, if you look at some of the photographs on the on Tinterwebs, was shocking. It really was. The sight of it was just outrageous. And basically what appears to have happened is there was some kind of fire which was started in behind one of the wood panels in the what's it called? I don't think it actually has a name, but the main building on the shore end of the pier, which basically destroyed it. As is the kind of the case of these piers that were created in the late 19th century, the majority of it was actually made of wood. And of course, fire, wood, spread, gone. And today, it's kind of been suggested by the police that there is a fear that the fire has actually been started deliberately. They haven't confirmed it yet. It's either started deliberately or accidentally, but it was done by somebody as opposed to purely accidental. Because there was a suggestion that it had been caused by some kind of electrical fault within the structure of the building itself. But now it looks as though it could actually be an arson attack. Now I haven't looked into the Western Supermare or the Hastings ones, but certainly in the case of the Brighton West Pier, we already know that that was done deliberately as an arson attack. There is conjecture as to why it was burned down and who burned it down, but at this stage it's a little bit too early to say what caused the Eastbourne Pier fire. But it does kind of raise into question these classic buildings, certainly, you know, buildings made around this era. The structure of this building was a metal, like a metal skeleton, but made of wood. I seem to recall the West Pier in Brighton was the same structure, had a metal frame with wood panelling. But another one of Britain's iconic shoreline piers has been virtually destroyed, which is really quite sad. Anywho, let's have some more music, I think. This is an American automobile company with Love.
Destructive. British tunely music is remarkably old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing, and laying down fantastic old tunes all the tito, and knockers all on rotated discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surf load and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Deep joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer nona. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodbye, load.
Wir sind durch Stadt und Land gereist und an den tiefsten Fluss durchschwommen. Haben die halbe Welt umrundet und sind doch zu nichts gekommen. Haben die höchsten Berge überwunden, sind durch Feuer, sind durch Eis. Und nun stehen wir endlich am Ziel und warten auf den Preis. Doch was wir uns erhofft haben, wird nie in Erfüllung gehen. Das war geblöd nach dem Besuch, kann es so nicht. Das wahre Glück ist hier, in dem Moment. Und nur wenn sie in sich hineinsieht, der wird es erkennen. Wie lange ritten wir schon umher auf dem Weg zur Weisheit? Vollkommene Weisheit und wir noch nicht, sind vielleicht noch nicht bereit. Doch wir gehen weiter Schritt für Schritt, unser Liebe treibt uns an. Und wir sind über das Ende, kommen wir weiter voran. Doch was wir uns erhofft haben, wird nie in Erfüllung gehen. Das wahre Glück, nach dem wir suchten, kann es so nicht geben. Das wahre Glück ist hier, in dem Moment. Und nur wenn tief in sich hineinzieht, der wird es erkennen.
Rather short but quirky
that
track was
weird.
Heiko Sunderfire with Moment Mal from Brunswick in Germany.
Brunswick.
All I can tell you, he has several albums on Jamendo. Most have a reggae feel, and that's about it. I found a SoundCloud page which we'll link to in the show notes, but there's nothing else. And also, I found him on Facebook, but it was him as a person rather than an artist page.
Well, it was different. We're definitely keeping with our eclectic selection, as we tend to do. Yes, before that, you heard Love by an American automobile company. American, spelt with a K. And they're from Bath, in England. An experimental pop-punk bossa nova band. This is the opening track from their latest release, Songs from Motion Pictures Revisited, which was released in March of this year. If you want to find out more about them, then probably, well, in fact, the only place to go, other than their Jamendo profile, is their Bandcamp page, which is anamericanautomobilecompany.bandcamp.com. And again, that's American, spelt with a K, not a C. Links will be in the show notes, as always.
A lot of them do that, don't they? Spell things quirkily.
Yeah, they probably think it's clever. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. But, yeah, weird sometimes. Anywho, so for those of you who are you know, taking note of such things. We are getting, we're in the midst of the centenary commemorations of the First World War. And this coming Monday, the 4th of August, is the 100 years to the day that Britain declared war on Germany. And there is something called the Lights Out Project. And basically, people across the UK are being invited to commemorate the First World War centenary by turning off all of their lights at 10 p.m. yeah, UK time, on the 4th of August. All lights but one. So all properties just have one light shining. And it's a call for a collective moment of reflection in commemoration for, which you know, certainly for us in the UK, or to be more specific, Britain, was a very key and pivotal moment of our role in the First World War. But it kind of joins in with a whole load of other projects that are being carried out at the same time. And we're going to put a link into the show notes of the blog post, even if I can speak, at the centenarynews.com page, which is kind of dedicated to all things relating to the World War One centenary. We really should stop calling it World War One. It was the Great War. And there are loads of events, absolutely loads. There's a production, drama production in the streets of Liverpool. The BBC is doing a 1914 day-by-day drama series, including cartoons, actually, that are being commissioned by BBC Radio 4. Margaret McMillan, who is a historian, is picking out news reports from basically that day 100 years ago. And then the cartoonists and graphic artists are drawing their interpretation of events that happened on that day 100 years ago. There's music events, there's theatre and performance events. And Caroline's waiting for me to say it, and I'm going to say it anyway. Even the Archers are marking the event by...
Well, speaking of the Archers... We didn't mention it last week.
We'll do that in a second.
I don't know if anybody here has listened to the Archers. Sorry. But when we went to the passport office last week and we had the Archers on the way back, it was a filthy show. There was so much innuendo and
Can
sentence.
I just say innuendo is about interpretation? Totally innocent phrases. I mean, I'm presuming you can recall
something. She was making it grow.
I know, it was something
about... Would you like me to put that in there for you or something? There were loads of them. There were...
But they were
I like to go by the back door.
They were totally innocent and in context. It was only you that was making them out to be rude and
disgusting.
Oh, but
once we did the first couple, even you had to admit every single time one came up, you even looked at it.
Yes. You're disgusting, that's why.
You made me that way.
Whatever. Anyway, we're going to play some music now, and I want to make it clear to everybody how difficult the decision was to play this track, but I'll tell you why after you've heard the next pair of songs. This is the Hilary Reynolds Band with a gorgeous track called Crossing the Line.
Could you stay a little longer? Stay until the birds start to cry. There's nothing but the wind in the shadows. They're waiting for your breath outside. It's a lot to ask Can you feel my fingers twitching?
Hey, what's shaking there, buddies? This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast. Giggity-goo!
Yeah! spazio sopra noi. Ora il cielo offuscato non era nuvole. Non hai perso soltanto senso del tempo, te ne sei accorto? È davvero tardi. Non c'è più spazio sopra noi. Ora il cielo offuscato non era nuvole. Non hai perso soltanto senso del tempo, te ne sei accorto? È davvero tardi. Non c'è più spazio sopra noi. Ora il cielo offuscato non era nuvole. Non c'è più spazio sopra noi.
I really liked that.
That
track.
Was beautiful.
That was Primula Nero, which is there was another part of it, and you've changed it.
I haven't changed anything.
Yes, because originally I put Primula Nero.
Alternative rock.
Yes, but that's what they had.
But that's not part of the band name. That's just a description. It all sounds a bit cheesy to me, anyway.
Oh. Dear me. The track was called Agoraphobia, piano acoustic version. And agoraphobia is spelt weird, but then again, they are from Ventimiglia in Italy. And all I'm saying is it's spelt weird for us. It's probably spelt normally for them.
Probably.
Anyway, they began their musical journey in 2002, and they decided from the outset to produce only songs. They did a few demos and promos, and they got the first CD, a track of six, in 2007. Meanwhile, they've changed their lineup a little bit. They've taken part in numerous competitions. In 2013, they released an EP, Simplicity, of three songs. And in May 2013, they took part in the TV Tattoo Art Planet, directed by Srina Baldrini. And that was on Sky platforms. I think it was just sort of a digital platform. And if you want to find out more, go to our show notes and check out the website, which is quite long-winded to pronounce, but it's they're a good band, I reckon. Really nice.
No, that was really nice. I loved the piano of it. Anyway, before that, you heard the Hilary Reynolds Band with a beautiful track called Crossing the Line. Now, we have played Hilary Reynolds Band before. We played their track called What It Is on episode 320, which is about 4 weeks ago. And I said at the time, I'll go and look at some more of their stuff. And I went to their cyber PR page where I got the track What It Is from. And as I was looking through some of the other tracks, this music started playing, and I'm like, where on earth is that coming from? Now, I use Chromium as a browser, and if a browser tab is playing music, you get the little speaker symbol to say, this is the browser that's playing the sounds. But it wasn't there. So trying to find out the source of this music was very difficult, but I liked it. It was a really nice song. And I thought nothing of it until I left the page and then came back again, and then it started again. So I realised that this video, this music, was on the page. So I went searching for it. And it was this live performance of the track that you just heard, Crossing the Line, recorded in the back of a van. And I thought, this is absolutely amazing. I want to play this track on the show. But it wasn't in their list of available tracks on the Cyber PR site. So I wrote to the band and said who I was and all the rest of it. And I said to them that we'd love to feature your track Crossing the Line on the show, but I don't want to play the studio version. I want to play the version that was recorded in the back of a van. And Jeff from the band wrote back and said, you're very welcome to use that audio, but we don't have it. So if you can rip it from the video, you're welcome to use it. So I jumped through a lot of hoops to try and extract the audio from this video. And I'm about to post a link into the chat room. And I'll also put the link in the show notes as well to the video. And I extracted the audio and I played the studio version that you just heard and the live version one after the other as audio only. And I made the decision that despite the fact of that I'd actually gone through a lot of effort to get this audio out of this video, to play the studio version anyway. And the reason behind that is because although the studio version is better quality, it is slightly flatter because it's been produced in the studio, whereas the live version is a lot more dynamic, but the quality isn't as great. And I think you really need to watch the video at the same time as listening to that particular audio to appreciate the song, which is why we've played the studio track on the show tonight. And I'm going to be putting the link to the video for you to watch at your leisure. And it's worth doing because it really is so incredible to watch these guys cramped in the back of this minibus playing this song. And what you're hearing in the video is actually what they played as they played it, and it's incredible. So please do go and listen to that once this show's over, obviously. But we have some really good feedback from the chat room, so I'm going to go back to the band and say that their track went down really well. So yeah, thanks very much indeed to Jeff from the Hilary Relevance Band for giving us permission to play that particular track. If you want to find out more about the band, they are at hilaryreynoldsband.com. That's Hilary with two L's. Please do go and buy their music. In fact, anybody you've listened to tonight and you've liked their sounds, go and buy some stuff. That's what it's all about.
Yes, do that.
Do that.
I'm going to very briefly lighten the mood and explain to people that I watched...
I didn't darken the mood.
No, I know.
How rude.
Any mood. I watched Sharknado 2 yesterday.
Oh, that was utter crap.
I have to say, it wasn't as good as the first one. And it was quite funny because Amy...
That's not a very good yardstick.
Amy and Carl were bugging me about watching it. And I said I didn't want them to watch it until I'd seen it first. There was very little swearies, a lot of blood and guts, but it was so unbelievable. So I said to them, I don't know if you'd like it. So my best thing is I will show you a couple of scenes and see what you think. Carl ran out of the room screaming.
Yes.
And Amy said, oh, I like this, but she's got a head behind a DS. So, yes, she didn't want to do it. But what I did like, there was so many nods to some classic films out there. Airplane.
The dude that...
Twilight Zone.
The dude that flew the airplane was actually the original pilot from Airplane.
Yes. The line saying, I think there's something on the wing, was from a classic Twilight Zone,
I remember that. Zone, yes. That was a brilliant episode.
Yeah. There was Judd Hirsch there. Playing the taxi driver. Oh, wasn't he in Taxi? So yeah, there were some really good nods to different things. But yes, it was quite dire.
Yeah, damned awful. In fact, just to give you an idea of how bad it actually was, the film was called Sharknado 2. The subtitle was
The Second One. Can I just say that... Sharknado 3 has already been green-lighted.
And what's that one called? The Third One.
They haven't made that up yet.
Okay. If they're going to follow the idea of stealing things from other people, they'll probably call it Sharknado 3, 33 and a third. Absolute crap. Anyway, next week, the Bugcast episode 325 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 8th of August at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you will be very, very welcome to do so. You can send us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. But we're also on Facebook, Twitter and Google Plus, amongst other places, for details of all of that and a whole lot more. You can check our website at thebugcast.org. Now, before I go on, if you find that you can't get to our website, it is a problem we are aware of and we are doing something about it. So please be patient. If it doesn't work, try again in 5 minutes. Right then, it is last track time. And this this is a track from a band that I thought we played before, but it turned out we hadn't. This is from Futurelight, who are from Lodz, something like that, in Poland. And they're a rock band that were formed in 2012 as Influence, which is their original name. The band's original members consisted of vocalist Arek Blaszczyk, guitarist and backing vocalist Lukasz Czekowski, and bassist Robert Kudlubanski. Yeah. The band's lineup was completed by drummer Bartek Krolak in June 2012, and they've already released their debut EP. Now, they're currently working on their second studio EP, and their music has been described as a mix between The Who, Arctic Monkeys, and Franz Ferdinand. Franz Ferdinand being very topical at the moment because he was the Archduke of Austria-Hungary that got shot. Anyway, you know all that. So if you want to find out more about Futurelight, their Facebook page is facebook.com/Futurelight Band. This track is called Lust, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
With all my strength, you turn up out from nowhere, make a mess in my head. I take it up on myself, now I have only one aim, to make your heart beat faster, baby. It's a challenge for my dirty crafty mind. It's fun to watch how you lose your mind. I know it's good to so bad, this is maybe our last to live tomorrow. All I wanna feel is your last. I know it's good to so bad, this is maybe our last. Fancy, but I have to know how to stream down your mind. I need to find a gap, start thinking like you. Before I judge your soul, break through the maze of subtlety. It's fun to watch how you lose your mind. No good is so bad, this is maybe our life you need to know. All I wanna be is your laugh. No good is so bad, this is maybe our life. Thank you.
podcast. Submit its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.